Nau mai hoki mai ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiko o te ika i Whitakaumawhetu i ra tahi. Ko Māuatahi ko Joel Bristow, ko Te Aumahi Jones, ngā kai pāpāho mō tēnei wahanga e karangatia nei ko taumatahanga.
Ai, no reira, nei rati mea te kia koutou katoa i tēnei wā, te kaumātoru miniti mai i te taumata o te toru karaka, ko tai te wā ki te haka pātu ki tētahi atu kai kōrero mō te ahiahi nei, ko te kaupapa ko tuia 250, ai te tuia 250. Ai, no reira, me tāri ake tātou ki te kai kōrero i tēnei wā, ko Catherine Clark. No reira, ai, tēnā koe, Catherine.
Kia ora, Joel.
He mihi kawana kia koe i whaiwā ki te kōrero kia Māuatahi ko taku hoa Te Aumahi Jones i te ahiahi nei ngā kaipāpāho mo te hōtaka o taumatahanga i rungi i tēnei kaupapa o te tuia 250. Thank you again for joining us. Could I please ask you for our listeners to introduce yourself, who you are and where you're from and what it is that you do?
Kia ora, ko Catherine Clark tuku ingoa, oku tūpuna no Matangirau. Engari, te kāinga noho no o Māpare hokianga whakapau karakia. And at the moment I'm the general manager for the development of Mānia, footprints of Kupe. And as part of that kaupapa, we were approached by the Tuia 250 team and we asked them if they could actually bring the Wakahaurua around and through the harbour as part of this kaupapa, and that is happening for us tomorrow.
Ah, awesome. And so will there be a chance for tamariki whānau to actually go on there and have a look and have a bit of a titiro?
I'm not sure about actually boarding the Wakahaurua because they're only in the harbour for a couple of hours tomorrow on their way through the south. But as part of that whole day, we've got a whole lot of water activities. So we've got kayaks, jet skis, boats, wahama. And so there will be the opportunity for our tamariki and our noto tamariki, those of us who are a little bit older, to actually get up and personal with the waka, yes.
Just a little bit older, eh, Catherine?
just a wee bit.
well, in regards to the waka coming into the Hokianga Harbour around Tōpunoni, in different areas there has been some opposition to the kaupapa in regards to the name and how this kaupapa first started with Captain Cook. Have you experienced yourself any resistance or opposition to the waka coming in during your time in regard to the kaupapa?
No, we haven't, but that's because we're not saying it's about celebrating Cook's arrival to New Zealand. What we're saying is it's about, you know, our navigational stories as Māori, as tangata whenua. And, of course, you can't talk about navigation and not talk about kupe. So, you know, we said right from the onset, and we had some other whanaunga of ours from the Hokianga say, no, you can't do this without at least trying to come around to the Hokianga. So that's what's happening. Fingers crossed. They will be able to get in. They have said if for some reason they're unable to cross the bar, they will come as close to Araikiuru as they can, so at least the people can see them and do a little bit of a 360 before they head south. But at this stage, they're looking to be in the harbour at about midday, anywhere between 12 o'clock and 1:30. For those of you who know anything about the west coast and the harbour, that's about half tide, and it's about a metre swell, I'm told. And
yeah.
A more westerly wind.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they had some of the same kōrero when they were looking up around Ngāti Kuri in the Pāringaringa Harbour as well. And they said, well, if yous wanted to, yous can make it in, but I don't think yous will make it back out.
Yeah.
So, and I was thinking the same as they were talking about coming into the Hokianga Harbour. Anyway, Catherine, this is an amazing event, and we are looking at, a once-in-a-lifetime event for our whānau. So what is it that you yourself would really like to see come out of this attendance of the boats coming into the Hokianga Harbour?
Just as many of our whānau down on the waterfront, you know, we've got to reclaim the navigation story. It's our story, and we need to reclaim it back. So as many of our whānau as possible down on the waterfront, There will be, you know, we're going to welcome our manuhiri, we're going to feed our manuhiri, and we just would like as many of our whānau as possible to come and join us.
Hi, Catherine. And just on another question, how is the Mania project going?
Absolutely fantastic. And in fact, I'm here in Kirikiri at the moment. We've got one of Ngāti Rihia young men actually has been a part of our carving project, and I've just walked out of that hui so that we can actually hit this kōrero. But that's actually going really well. And if anyone is driving past Okanone to Ōmātere, you will see it now. Most of the external structure is up, and the earthworks are a significant way along the track, and we're still on track to open in October next year.
Oh, wow, that's absolutely amazing. We again acknowledge all those who have partaken in the Tuia 250, and as you said, from the perspective of our whānau in regards to navigation, and yeah, also in regards to all of those who are helping to make, well, the similar stories are, as I understand, to be shown and projected within Mania once it is completed. So, and ngā mihi atu ki a koe, Catherine, I whai wā ki te kōrero ki a māua tahi ko taku hoa ko te aumahi rungi i tēnei kaupapa. Mōhio māua tahi e puku mahi ana koe. We know how busy you are, and so again, thank you for joining us this afternoon, and all the best for the rest of your afternoon.
Kia ora.
Ai, ko te reo tērā o Catherine Clark, koe a tētahi o ngā kai hakarite mō tēnei kaupapa o te haerenga ki Hokianga. Ā, ko tērā ko te Tuia 250, me tērā kaupapa o Mania i roto i a Upununi.
Ai, ka hoki ngā whakaro ki ona kōrero e pā ana ki a kupe me kāpene kuki, acknowledging kupe at the same time, eh, Joel?
Absolutely, and we know that we are looking back 250 years ago about the engagements of Cook with Māori, but we are even travelling back further, as Catherine has said, and looking at our tūpuna kupe. Nō reira e te whānau, kaue ware ware, hara tēnei he kaupapa mō ngā kōrero o kāpene koke noiho. Kei ia wāhi, ia takiwa, ia rohe tā rātou ake kōrero kia whāriki hea, kia hāki atu ki te hunga hakarongo me rātou, e hihi ana te mātakitaki ana. Hoi anora e te whānau mō tēnei wā, hakarongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko tika.